Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome back to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, holistic health and wellness coach, fashion psychologist, and educator and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, I cannot tell you how excited I am to be back in our safe zone and to be just here to pour into this banger of a discussion today. You know, we are celebrating. You know we're celebrating our 100th episode. Oh my goodness. I can't begin to tell you how exciting this is, and even that we're going to get to hear from you all. Don't worry. I love to connect with you guys. This is all about our journey, so make sure that you call in, show some love, tell us what you love about the show, how you feel about me as your host. You can call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And don't forget, the chat box, Blog Talk Radio, always has our back. You can drop your comments up in there today, your celebrations, everything that you want, your emojis. The chat box is live and direct. And you know how I love to monitor a great chat box. I also want to just let you guys know, because this is a celebration, you know, there's going to be calls coming in throughout the whole show. So you don't have to wait till a specific time to call in or anything like that, because we're even going to be playing some messages from partners and friends and listeners that have sent messages in as well, because, you know, it's a celebration. It's a milestone. We hit a major milestone. So it is so exciting. So Whispers, what did you think of the brand new Whispers Exchange Journal? Notice we went from a newsletter to a journal. I think it's beautiful and giving us more than the cocktail mocktail of the hour. It brings dynamic content. If you haven't subscribed to our fabulous journal, what are you waiting on? I'm telling you, you're missing it. There's a live link in the description box. Click on that link and come and join our community. We have some dynamic things that are going on, and wait till you guys see what is birthed for this season. Woo! You're not going to want to miss it. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, I'm getting so revved up in here. I'm so excited. Yes, woo-hoo! Now, let's get into our celebration plus the launch of season 6. And I have to tell you guys, thank you so much for really showing up on the poll on what you wanted to hear us produce for season 6 and letting your voices resonate and vibrate at such a high decimal. So many of you all, and it wasn't even a close call or anything like that. So I'm so excited over that you decided that we need to be prospering to purpose. That is powerful. And, you know, even though this is a celebration, we're going to get a little clarity on our discussion, what we're bringing forward for this season. So, you know, I like to start each and every discussion with a clear meaning and definition. So this isn't no different. I want you to get back into the swing of things, get back into the vibe with me. So we're going to get the understanding of prospering. So to prosper, it means to flourish, grow strong, and become successful. Okay, let me give it to you again. Prospering means to flourish, grow strong, or become successful. And purpose is the reason for which something is done or created. Okay, let me give it to you. Purpose is the reason for which something is done or created. So when you put those two words together and you marry them, we're on a pattern of growth and flourishing. We're building onto our success, and we're doing it with a reason for which something is done to be created. So it's done with intention, a clear aim, purpose, and direction. And you know that is everything that I'm about here. I cannot begin to tell you all how excited I am to say that we're celebrating 100 episodes. And this is a remarkable milestone that marks 100 episodes of empowering discussions. Now, there's a difference in a lot of different discussions, different things that happen. But when you can birth something that has value and places a marker into it, it is something dynamic. And I have to tell you, it's been insightful. It's been something that has given us great advice. It's allowed us to come together and connect closer. It's given us some great cocktails and some great mocktails to really have a great conversation over. But it also builds on our community. And community is a huge thing. And so many of you all don't even realize how much it impacts us as the host of shows. So I want to thank you all for being amazing and showing up for me and showing out. And you know, I always tell you guys to show up and show out. And that's what you do. And it's an incredible achievement that you all do by setting your time and coming in and listening, downloading episodes, even playing them back, sharing them with people that need to hear it. So it's something that even for you, it's constantly giving. And each show has been a journey of our growth, transformation, learning, and built around the commitment of bringing you the value that I know all of you are worth. And I couldn't have done it if you all didn't keep showing up and supporting me. So, you know, a lot of times I make you guys laugh in here and I tell you little stories about certain things. But as we celebrate our 100th episode, we also want to highlight the major ways we have worked on building our mindsets as well. But I want to take it back for just a second when we first started. Tell you, there was major glitches. There were some times that we thought we were on air, and lo and behold, we found out we weren't on air. We listened to playbacks, and there would be some kind of pop in it or a break in the sound. And it was constantly that we were working on things to see where we've come now. It's pretty dynamic. And even having you all a part of that journey and constantly pouring into us has been something that has built such excitement over this time span, too. And I know, like, when it started out, it was just a thought. It was something that I was doing and I was being a part of and I was placing it on Instagram. And if it wasn't for my mom feeling that my voice needed to be heard and that I needed to carry this across these waves that can really touch and really kind of resonate with each of you, this would have never happened. We wouldn't be sitting here right now to be celebrating and having such a great time in here and popping bottles, because you know your girl loves to pop a bottle, popping bottles to be able to celebrate such a major accomplishment. So I'm so grateful that you all have been willing to take the journey. You've been willing to even watch me grow. See, a lot of times you all see things and I'm placing things in here and helping you, but you don't even realize how much you're helping me. Because as a host, I want to get better and better each time I come on air. I want to deliver a message that is impactful. I mean, how many times do we want to have an imprint or make an imprint that we want to know what people would say if you closed your eyes or if you were no longer around? What would they say about you? And this is something I can say that will live on. Even if I decided to stop podcasting and stop doing the radio show years later, this would live on. This would be a marker. People could come back and listen to each episode and follow it and build upon it. And that's how powerful it is for us to even be thinking about going into the direction of prospering to purpose. Oh, you like how I wrapped that around there? See, I told you, I always make sure that our circle connects because that's important for me. you know, throughout the years, we've explored different topics and perspectives. We had challenged ourselves to open our minds and be reflective on things. And see, that's what this journey here right now in this 100th episode is allowing us to even do, is to be reflective about things that we have learned. Remember all the master keys that came along the way. Your keychain should be good and heavy. Matter of fact, you should be on your second, third keychain by now. Because the master keys are always going to be given and they're always going to be necessary for us to continue to grow. By doing this, it even allowed us to go into a journey and overcome stigmas. In our first season, to identify if you are a taker and how we are to really change and how we can overcome that horrible trait of being a taker or maybe always playing as victim. See, sometimes you all have just gotten here to the Whisperer's Lounge. So you need to go visit back to those episodes so you can get all those master keys. Because guess what? A day and a time is going to come that you need them. You know, I'm being told that we actually are going to play our first celebration message. And I know it comes from someone that I truly just cherish and I have such a beautiful relationship with. We work together constantly and always doing things together. And she has been such a great part of even me building out different things in different ways for discussions. And her name is Joy Ruffin. And she's a style expert. And we have two clubs that we host on Clubhouse on Tuesday, one at 2 p.m. that is all about podcasting, that if you want to learn how to podcast or you're trying to elevate your skills or want to be a part of this realm, you should join us. It's at 2 o'clock. We got a brand new house called the Purposeful Podcasters, and it's at 2 p.m. Then we're back on there at 6 p.m. in the evening with everything fashionable and fabulous in the League of Leading Ladies, where we talk about all things fashion, really peeling back the curtains, much like what I do right here on Whispers in a Bottle. So we're going to hear from Joy.
Congratulations, Carol. You got it going.
That's not Joy. I'm so sorry. Let's get her. We'll come back to it. I'm so sorry. That wasn't, we'll come back because that wasn't Joy. And I actually, they queued up the wrong one. So they're just giving me a hi. They're ready.
Well, celebration is in the air. It's Whispers in a Bottle, 100th episode. What an event. My friends, Sonia Leray is one of the best people, person, female, woman, lady that you will ever meet. And if you're there, I'm there with you in spirit because this is my partner in love in everything that we do together. It's big, big, big sorrow that I can't be there in person or true, but I'm hoping that she'll be able to play this so that all of you can hear and see the wonders of everything that happens with Whispers in a Bottle. This is a big, big event, so celebrations are in the air. And even though I'm not there in person, I hope that this voice memo, you will toast your glass to Sonia and the whole team and make sure that you continue to support and to celebrate all of the wonderful accomplishments that have been and that are in the air to be in the next few years, lifetime. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful episode. All the best. I'm sending you always from my heart to your heart. Much, much love. Be and stay well. And have fun. Enjoy the celebrations. I'm with you in spirit. Much love. Bye. Cheers.
Oh, my goodness. That is so incredible. I love it. So that was Joy Ruffin. I have to tell you, I always tell you guys, I keep the best company. Because remember in the episode I told you that we really need to be checking how we are vibrating. Are we with people that are helping us to elevate that vibration? Are we actually having people in our circle and surrounding that are helping us to be at a higher decimal each time we show up and show out? And that's what I'm so excited over, because that's what joy does for me and different partners that I work with. They all come in and they add different benefits to my life. And so to be able to do that, come in here, and I get to share that with you all, and to be able to even just kind of move in a different direction and place. I'd have to tell you guys, this celebration is one that I want us to kind of take each moment and just kind of just put everything into perspective and not be afraid to move forward. I'm being told in my ear that we have a caller on the line. I'm going to go over and we're going to check it, because like I said, don't wait for me to invite you. Come on and call in. This is weird. It doesn't say that he's in the queue. Yeah, it doesn't say it. I'm so sorry. So, you know, everybody, this is the thing. Every time we come in and we're doing things, thank you so much for holding. You're live with Whispers in a Bottle. So, you know what? This is live. This is how it is. It's live. So sometimes it happens and we just keep it pushing. And that's the thing. When you're prospering to purpose, are you going to allow things to derail you? Are you going to allow it to move you off of your trajectory? So remember that we had a great discussion in the season that how do we overcome obstacles? How do we face them and really deal with them in a way that is really going to help us to keep moving forward on our trajectory? And in that episode, we stated that you have to do certain things and certain elements that allow us to show up, and even putting realistic expectations in place. So it's really important for us not to allow ourselves to become disillusioned. So we're going to go back and we're going to go to the phones, because we see they're lighting up. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for calling
Hello?
In. You're live with Whispers in a Bottle.
Hello. I'm here.
Hi. How you doing?
How are you?
Thank you for calling in.
Yep. I wanted to just say that your show is so informative, and I enjoy it every week. It is so nice.
Thank you so much. Now, let me tell you guys something. I know this voice personally.
Do you?
Because this happens to be my sibling.
That's right.
So
you got
I know
right.
My family.
That's right. That's me. I just wanted to tell you congratulations, and you're doing a great job. You are so – it is so informative and so terrific every week, and I look forward to the show every week and just hearing your voice. It's so good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you celebrating with us, and just –
Yep.
Stay close, because we got a lot of things that I'm going to be bringing forward in this show, and this is going to be a lot of fun. So thank you so much. I love you dearly.
Love you too. And you just keep up
All
the
right.
good work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. You see that? That's what's so hot. I love it. We get people like my sibling called in to wish me well. Let's go back to the phone lines. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for calling. You're live on air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in.
You know, I had to support you.
Oh.
And this is your 100th episode? What? Wow, like, man, you're flying.
Oh,
you're
thank
flying.
You. So, Whispers,
oh
I'm a bust the bag wide open today. I'm telling you right now. So, remember when I told you when I could tell you who was listening to my show when we first started? It was strictly just my family and my employees. Well, guess what? They're showing up for me again. This is my husband. And I'm so honored that you would even call in and take time out your day, because I know that even me doing the show, you support me 100%. And a lot of times it pulls me in a lot of different directions. So let the listeners know, like, how is it being on the other side and even being a part of a show like this?
Wow. Well, it's a busy schedule. I have to be very supportive of my wife make sure everything is organized and on pace, making sure all the equipment is sounding great for you all, and also to keep, you know, everything peaceful and quiet so that things can run smoothly as possible. You know, this lady here is very important, not just to me, but to her fans, that she comes on the show weekly. And no matter what happens throughout the week, she is definitely going to be there on Friday. And I'm telling you, when she has to cancel, oh, it hurts her to no end. That's how important you guys are to her. And so she's dedicated, and I have to be dedicated as well to back her up so that she can, you know, do these rooms for you guys. So I appreciate her, and I know you guys would appreciate her just as much.
Aw, thank you so much. I can't begin to tell you how much this means to me, because it is. It's important that you have support and to have those back you up in every way. And so they make sacrifices along the way right with us. So it's important for me to always show up in a way, even that is a reflection for my own family. So, you know, we take different journeys on this show, and investing in our relationship is something that is so important. And, you know, we just came out of the season where I really kind of tapped deep into that, because see, we have to realize that our mates are our partners. They're not just our partners in our life as a husband or a wife. Literally, as me running an agency, an agency that's international, it takes a lot, and it takes a team. And if that team is weak in any place, space, or time, literally you can't have success. So I appreciate my family showing up for me. I appreciate my friends really pouring into me. And whisperers, like my husband told you all, you are so much to me. I have to tell you, every time I think about this show and I'm really preparing for it, it makes me energized. I don't care how tired I am. I don't care if I'm not feeling well, if I have a headache. When I get into the studio and that blue light goes on, I'm trying to tell you, a different person shows up in this space and place. Everything that I want to bring forward and to birth and to help you all to step into comes out of me, that literally when I sign off at the end of our show, I feel like I've just had the biggest performance of my life. And once I'm able to kind of wind down, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I feel like, ooh, I just got to lay down for 2 seconds. But it's okay, because I really enjoy being here. You know, a lot of times when we do these things, when I was thinking about that whole episode of diagnosis recovery, I got a letter from a listener that said, "Sonia, diagnosis recovery, wow. The three parts were like the nail was hit right on my forehead. I was uncomfortable listening to the episode, but it was what I needed to hear and how it was going to help me to show up better for myself as well as for my husband, and to see that him trying isn't him saying to me, I don't care." See, by that in itself is just powerful, that she was able to take that away and to build on that. That's what we're doing in here. And if one person could write and say that it just hit them and it penetrated that heart and that mind in that way, hey, I've done my job. I'm being told that we got another caller on the line. Welcome, you're live on Whispers in a Bottle. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling in.
I just wanted to let you know you always do such an awesome job, and you are do such a fantastic job, and I always love listening to you.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, you know, I have to tell you something. Barbara, I love you very much. And I know your voice, too. So it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, but she's not live because I have you on the other phone and I don't hear her.
She's live. She's live.
Yeah.
So
oh, cool.
It's
okay.
Good to have you
well, I'm
all
here, too,
here,
you know.
And, yeah. Well, I'm going to just thank you all, and I'm going to move forward, but I appreciate you all so much for calling in and showing your love. You know what? That's why I said my family, my friends, they show up for me. And when we can say that, it's something important. It's something dynamic about that. And I love how you always seem to make sure that you're there no matter what. You know, I think I have to make you guys laugh because there's so many things that are going on in here and different things that people are sending. Even while we're talking, they're coming across because we have our live Alto up as well. So we can see different messages that are coming in on our other platform. And one of the listeners said that, I love how you always seem to make sure you check our pulse to make sure we are still breathing after you snatch the bandages off and expose our wounds and then clean them out. I love that you aren't afraid to not sugarcoat or water down the truth. Thank you. I really love that you feel that way because I do. I want to be open about these discussions. Have you ever gone to a doctor and they just kind of like never tell you the diagnosis? You go there and you're just as confused when you leave? Well, I don't want you to be that way when you walk in and you're listening to Whispers in a Bottle. When you're sitting in this lounge with me, I don't want there to be a confusion. I don't want you not to see what the end result is. So in turn, it behooves me to be transparent. And some discussions, unfortunately, can never be watered down because they need to be really spoken into us. See, sometimes as people, we need to hear information that resonates at deeper levels. So even like voices, if you think about music, and I always use music because, as you know, that's my background even. And with music, there's different voices that have a different way of penetrating your heart. You can listen to some singers and you're like, oh, this was pretty. But then you could go and you could hear another singer sing the exact same song, but because of their voice inflection and what they're doing and how they're enunciating the words and the inflection in it. Oh, it penetrates your heart, and you next thing you know, you got tears coming out your eyes because that's how powerful it is. And that's what Whispers in a Bottle, when I decided I wanted to do this and why I named it Whispers in a Bottle was because I wanted, when I placed these words and the sentiment and the feelings across the ripples of the waves of the air, that they would penetrate someone's heart. That they would tap in on a deeper aspect of a person. So it's wonderful. You know, I constantly tell you all that I try to show up better for myself as well as for you all. I'm always challenging myself to do better, to be better, to show better. And so in turn, when it comes to working with clients, working with you, letting you hear and build upon discussions, it's always that aim. I tell you constantly, we have a definite, clear aim, purpose, and direction. I'm that type of a person. So in turn, it behooves me to place it in this space and place for us too. You know, I'm so excited because I'm going to go back to some of the recordings. And this actually has to be one of my favorites. She's a good friend. She and I really connected. Instagram, we're both podcasters. She's hola mi gente, you know, it's Michelle Podcast. So if you all want to show her some love, make sure that you go over to Instagram and it's Michelle Podcast. And let's hear what she has to say.
Mi gente, it's your girl Carol Michelle S. from the It's Me Shell podcast. Wanted to stop by, drop in to celebrate Whispers in a Bottle podcast's 100th episode. Keep doing your thing. Sonia is full of positivity, love, wisdom. She shares it with us all. There is no stopping her. I am so grateful to have met her and discovered the Whispers in the Bottle podcast in my podcast journey. Keep doing it, hunty. And don't forget, my window is always open. Mi gente, tune in to the It's Me Shell podcast every Monday on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. And don't forget to click that subscribe button and notification bell so you don't miss out on a thing. Peace and love. I'm out.
Oh my goodness, that's my girl. That energy that you hear right there, that's how she comes in. And when she's servicing her audience and how she is and how she shows up, it is really dynamic. And that's why I said, by showing support, giving support, being someone that is in that space and place, I tell you all constantly, I am who you hear what you get on this show. I am this way even in public with people that I extend myself to, my friends, my families, my family members, my associates, my clients. I bring this type of energy because I want to make an impact and difference. And I feel that's what this show is doing, because for us to have a 100 episode, we're doing some things in here. We're blazing. You know, I got another message in here that says, this is why I'm so excited to that you birth these dynamic discussions every single week. Girl, you show up, and I just can't even imagine what goes on in that brain that brings you to these discussions, these topics, how you pour into them, the energy, everything you give 100% to. I'm so grateful to say that I'm a whisperer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I look forward to more episodes growing, developing my mind, and becoming a better person. Woo! Now, that's powerful right there. Let me tell you guys something. Hearing your expressions and the words that you're saying to me is beyond words to me that I can barely take. Sometimes I think, like, am I doing a good job? Am I really showing up at the best of what I'm doing? You know, because I do. I want to always make sure that I'm doing well. And so to hear these expressions is really... it touches my heart. It really touches my heart. You know, Whispers, if you'd like to call in and share how this show has impacted you, please, I encourage you to call in at 516-595-8091, and you can drop, you know, your shares into the chat box. The chat box is blowing up. Thank you so much over here on Live Member. I love it that you all are showing up and doing this as well. It's good to have you all in there and just like showing your love and support constantly. And, you know, I have to tell you, season six, that we're getting into really amazing things. And when we think about this prospering to purpose, it's really a dynamic way to really look at things and how we're moving and our intention. So I want to keep moving forward on this celebration and talking, but you know what? We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsor. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll get right into it. La Paz Image Consultants is your full service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultant, where everything is fabulous. Welcome back, Whisperers. This was such a beautiful break, but we're going to go right to the phone because they're lit up and we don't want any of the calls to drop off. So let's go over to the phone lines. You are live on Whispers in a Bottle.
Well, hello there, young lady.
Oh, hello. How are you?
This is April, the love artist. And I'm going to share a few things with your audience for you.
Oh.
This young lady came into my life, and within less than an hour, she turned my entire life upside down. And then we get to learning about whispers in a bottle. And I get to learn all of these things, and my mindset, my life, the things I do begin to elevate. And now we're on, what, four? Are we on four or five different platforms now?
We're on five different platforms.
Yes, we're sharing to the world. But my thing is this. Every time this woman opens her mouth, I go to another level. And you're just such a constant teacher. Now, I'm not saying, y'all, that she's just constantly pushing things on you, but just in conversation, it's always something there for you to learn. And I just love you. I just love just being a part of the La Paz family, shall I say. And I'm so proud of you. I'm just glad to be connected to you. I know your mom and your dad are just thrilled and proud of you where they are in heaven. And I'm just going to say this. Keep going until you don't have another drop to give, because the world needs what you have. And it doesn't matter how you craft it or what platform you're on. The world is listening, and not just listening, but the way you put it out there, it ignites all of us to take action, make a change. And I just wanted to say I love you, and I'm looking forward to even getting to episode number 200. And hint, 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 maybe we can broadcast that one from Dubai.
Exactly, you know, that would be so hot. I can't begin to tell you, like, how much I appreciate you. This is the thing. I have to tell you, Whisperer, something. So April the Loveologist, she is an interracial dating coach. And she really brings such a broad perspective, but a grand perspective into the dating world. I'm so excited to be collaborating and partnered with her in different aspects. But most importantly, April, I got to tell you, I'm so honored to call you my friend. And that always is something that's more valuable to me than anything and everything, because business is business, but friendships are just something that is even a little deeper. And so I just appreciate you. I'm glad that I bring value, but you also give value. So like I tell everybody, I always keep a good dynamic of people that are always about something. So I just appreciate you so much. Thank you for calling in, ma'am. This was a nice surprise, too.
You are so welcome, and I am thrilled to say congratulations. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. That was so awesome. Let me tell you guys, I do so many different shows and different things. Like April was telling you all, that I'm on different platforms and I have different discussions that are going on. So that's why I always tell you, you got to connect with me. You got to follow me on Instagram, because this way you get to see, you got to get a part of our news journal, because there's things that I'm doing and a part of and birthing that I want to bring you all a part of and bring you into. So, you know, we have a couple of more people that have left messages that I'm definitely going to get into. I want to play this next message. This is from my dear, dear friend. I have to tell you something. I connected with her, and I was in Clubhouse, and she and I have been close ever since, and we've known each other now for a little over, I think, 3 years, and she's just one of the sweetest people, and her name is Trina, and she's Health, Body, and Spirit, HBS, for Vita. And matter of fact, when we did our journal and we featured some businesses, Trina was one of the businesses that we featured inside of the journal with the CBD natural products. So it's just always so good to hear from her and to just be close to her, and I just love her dearly. But let's hear what she had to say.
Hello, Whisper. Whispers in the Bottle. My sister, Sonia LeRae. This is Trina Ruiz coming in from Tucson, Arizona with Health, Body, and Spirit. I am so excited that Whispers in the Bottle have met a milestone, your 100th episode anniversary. And I can't thank you enough for crossing my path, for sharing your deep knowledge with the world, your essential life keys, your love, your friendship, all of your exciting accomplishments. We are here to support you in Whispers in the Bottle. We look forward to another 100 more episodes. I'm so excited for your future. I love you, my sister, and I feel blessed that we're sharing these paths together. So congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That was so beautiful. You know what, Whispers? I tell you, this is such an overwhelming feeling. You know, most of you all don't know this about me, but I'm a very low-key kind of person. And I just kind of sit back and I do what I love. My passion is really to help people and to help people to blossom and grow. And so for everyone to be showing such love to me and giving these expressions so freely, I truly appreciate it. And I have a couple of more that I have to play and let you all hear, because even my mother-in-law sent a beautiful message to me as well. And I want you guys to hear what she had to say.
Congratulations, girl. You got it going on. I always knew you had it going on. Continue to do the best that you do each and every time you try. Love you. Wish I could be there.
That was so beautiful. You know, it's wonderful because even like I said, my family, I tell you guys all the time that even though it's, as everybody says, your in-laws, these are not my in-laws. This is my family. And we have to start bridging those divides and being open to doing this. And sometimes we even have to let go so we can grow. And sometimes that may be hurtful and sometimes it feels horrible. But let me tell you something, Whispers. Prospering to purpose has a real definition and direction. And so in this season that we're about to move into, we're going to learn what it really feels like, what it smells like, what it tastes like, and what it can really be for each and every one of us. So, you know, I always tell you all that we're going to build on something dynamic. And each season allows us to walk into different things and place different elements into that space and place of allowing us to step up and step into our greatness. And it's exciting. It is so exciting. We're going to go back to the phone lines. You're live on Whispers in a Bottle.
I just wanted to let you know, Mia would be so very proud of you. You're doing such good work, and I'm sorry I had to call you again and let you know that. She would be so proud of you.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. And, you know, like I said, I think as far as it goes, this show, Moan, it has allowed us to honor our mom and to really place everything that she has taught us and wanted us to do, and even helping others to grow and be as dynamic. So I just appreciate you calling back and saying that.
She would be so proud of you, Heidi. She would be so proud.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right.
Talk
Love
to you later.
You. All right.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I tell you, sometimes, you know, my mom, she was such a dynamic part of our life. And she just had a way that she came in and brought certain elements to us. And so when you guys get to hear me and hear how I talk to you and speak to you and birth our discussions, this is an extension of how my mother would speak to us. And when I was coming through school and different things that I was taking on to come into my career, my mother has always been the one that was like that voice and that champion. And that she would say, you can do this. You have things that you're supposed to do. You need to keep striding and keep yourself focused. Always remain humble. And I think that's exactly what helps me to put my best foot forward for everyone that listens to this show, is because I want to be relatable. I want to be someone that if you were working with me, that you can see that even the empathy, compassion, and the passion that I have for my business, as well as for helping you to move past your stumbling blocks, is genuine. So this celebration has truly been incredible. And I can't even begin to tell you how my mind is blown. I'm choked up too. And, you know, I'm not a big crier or nothing like that, but I truly am touched to my soul that all of you all showed up, the beautiful expressions, my husband's support, my brother, just everyone, my in-laws, my business partners, clients, everyone that came in, and different ones that are even in the chat box, throwing things into the chat box. I can't even get to all the different messages that are flying in here so quickly. And even, I just have to say that even one of my business partners left a quick little note and said, you know, she just had to say this real quick.
Grand afternoon, Sonia LeRae. We are so proud of you. I have the honor of not just knowing you, supporting you, but to also work with you and to be under your helm. I have to say that it has been a wonderful journey of watching you just develop Whispers in a Bottle and to bring it to where it is. And you're such a visionary. I'm not just saying that because you're my boss, but because you truly are and you lead by example. This is truly everything and where it's supposed to be, and the dynamic energy, because you are not afraid to take risk, you're not afraid to show up, and you are just brilliant. Keep shining, and it's an honor to be really a partner with you and to be working under you.
Oh, so I love my team. I love that they always show up for me, and that they always are so dynamic and so willing to allow me to shine. And so, Whispers, this season is about you being able to shine. It's about you walking and stepping into your purpose. It's about you not being afraid to dream bigger. So let me get you to step back for just 2 seconds to an age where you were that dreamer. All of you, go back to the day that you were a dreamer. Maybe you were sitting there and you decided that you were going to be a firefighter that put out fires on the moon. I need you to go back to that age and feel the excitement. I need you to feel the passion that was in your soul at that age, because that is what prospering to purpose should feel like for you today. So as we build on this beautiful journey, keep in mind that feeling. Keep in mind that we have had 100 episodes that we have built upon, that we have come in, we have laid down. I have shared with you that I am not okay, but I am okay with not being okay, because I have lost someone who is so powerful and dynamic in my life. But you all have come in, and you don't even know that you have embraced me in such a powerful way that allows me to keep showing up and showing out. So I look forward to us coming back next week, building on our dynamic discussions, taking our journey into season 6 with an open heart, open mind, and ready to walk and to go into prospering to purpose. Make sure you connect with me on all of our social media platforms. You know I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. Come to Clubhouse, join me. Listen, I'm pouring in. I got even a masterclass that I'm building out and I've built out. And if you're ready to start loving yourself, meaning loving that body, mind, and soul, DM me over on Instagram and I will send you the link to the masterclass, or better yet, subscribe to the Whisperers Exchange, because there's going to be an invitation to the masterclass inside of that journal. And you don't want to miss it because there's limited seating. So Whisperers, this has been a powerful episode, a powerful afternoon. I thank you all humbly and wholeheartedly. My name is Sonia Lorray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, holistic health and wellness coach, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. But by far, I can honestly tell you, I am humbled and honored to be your host. All right, guys. Oh, one thing before I definitely sign out, I need you all to hear something. I need you Whisperers, please. All of you, to be safe. There are so many things going on in this world and on the news of people just being shot for going to the wrong house, going to the wrong cars. Please use discernment, use discretion, but not just for yourself, but also your loved ones. Slow down, don't blow your horns. Unless it's necessary because it's avoiding an accident, but still be so careful. Walk away. We want you to make it home, and we want you to make it back next week and the weeks after so we can keep building together. With that being said, everyone, be safe. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Lorray, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.